Ann Fadiman is the editor of a book called Rereadings, 17 Writers Revisit Books They Love. Fadiman talked to Ann Strainchamps about rereading classic books, both personal classics and cultural classics.
You cannot read a classic without rereading. If one thinks of timelessness as being the most important characteristic of a classic, those layers have to be peeled back many, 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 many times in order to decide whether there are any layers still there to peel. If you feel you've gotten to the bottom in the first 20 years of a book's existence on the planet, it can't possibly be a classic.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of your own personal experiences of rereadings. There's a story you tell in the introduction to the book about rereading one of the C.S. Lewis Narnia stories.
Yes, it was one of the less well-known Narnia books called The Horse and His Boy, and I hadn't reread it since I was 8. And I was reading it aloud to my own son, who was 8 at the time. And I realized to my consternation that this book that I had absolutely loved as a child revealed that its author was a racist and sexist pig. All the villains had dark skin. All the girls were either idiots or boy-like, and I didn't know whether to editorialize and say, Henry, have you noticed a few things about this? And I started along that road, and Henry just glared at me and said, Mommy, would you just read? And I thought that that was an excellent piece of literary criticism on his part, because when you read a book for the first time in that first ecstasy of love, you don't want to be analytical. You don't want to be cynical. You just want to rush forward in rapture. And I decided it would be better if I didn't interrupt Henry's rapturous journey. So I did just read.
Sometimes I think there are readers who read to lose themselves and to go someplace brand new, readers who really enjoy the feeling of being surprised, overwhelmed even. And then there are readers like me who read for comfort. And I've always felt a bit guilty, thinking that, you know, if I were a real reader, a good reader, I would enjoy that feeling of surprise and discovery. But in fact, what I really love best is reading something that makes me feel comfortable and safe. And so I suppose that's why I really do reread a great many books. There's some safety in knowing how things are going to turn out, that Jane Eyre gets the man in the end.
Yes, I think that that describes one very large category of books that are good to reread, particularly when our own lives are stressful and unpredictable and we don't know what's going to happen next, that rereading a book that we know extremely well gives us a sense of safety. For example, when we're sick, we often like to regress a bit and reread a book with a happy ending. And when you have a cold, you don't go out and try some spicy cuisine you've never hazarded before. You want chicken soup. But I don't think that that's the only category of books that are good to reread. I think that there are other books, let's say like War and Peace, that you simply can't get all of the first time. And if you reread War and Peace 10 times, you're still going to be peeling back an additional layer each time. And then there might be a book like Madame Bovary, or if we're sticking with Tolstoy, Anna Karenina, that you can't really understand until you've had the experience of erotic love. If you happen to be a precocious sort who reads one of those books at 14 and be considerably less precocious in your social life, you'd probably insist that you can understand them, but you really can't. You have to have been in love. You have to have felt the physical passion of love, I think, in order to understand the motivations of those characters. So you just need to have more life experience. Mm-hmm. And in that case, I don't think that comfort is the primary issue.
What's the best rereading experience you've ever had?
I think the best rereading experience I ever had was the reading of Lord of the Rings to my son. There's something about having first reading and rereading going on simultaneously that is absolutely magic. That is, you are doing the rereading while your child is in the ecstasy of first love. And first love, like all kinds of love, is more exciting than the latter varieties, because as readers, we've been so promiscuous over the years. If we haven't read very many books, each one is so exciting. And if we've loved only two or three, wow, that's really exciting. But after we've read and loved, you know, hundreds of books slash lovers, well, they're not so exciting anymore. And so Henry was in that flush of first love while I was looking simultaneously at the book through a more distant lens. And it seemed like a journey, because it did take a year and a half to go from the beginning point to the end point.
Anne Fadiman is the editor of Rereadings, 17 Writers Revisit Books They Love. She spoke with N. Strange Champs.